call the poet's wife. One might attribute to her the perfect life, sharing the day-to-day with a master of the athlete's breast. I bet that she, dressed in white lace like an Irish cottage casement, could almost taste immortality in the wedding cake after she said those vows and thought how future generations might read of her exotic beauty and her pensive death. But I'm halfway through his fourth book and not one poem about her, not so much as a stanza of extended spousely metaphor. A reader would think he lived alone were it not for an offhanded allusion to the one who prepared the wine-punctuated dinner or gave the distinctive gift. Never as much attention paid to her as to the salt shaker or the asparagus spear. Not even an ode to the blush of her knee or a treatise on the way she brushes long dark hair before a dressing table mirror. Never recorded center stage with a dog or the wildflowers beside the path to the mailbox. She is at best an addendum, certainly referred to less than the light through the eastern window or the ceiling above his bed. I keep waiting for her to burst onto a page in a jealous rage, spewing accusations at the travel agent or the girl in the cafe. She flings a crystal goblet of Chardonnay at the eternal wallpaper and kicks the idealized dog in his expressive tail end. Surely, she shrieks as glabellar lines indent and her eyes begin to bulge. I am on occasion more interesting than the placemat. Can you think of nothing to say about the way I caress your face? Try taking that clever dog to bed with you tonight. And she walks off in a huff into the white margin of a poem about a birdcage key.